사람이 어릴 때 특별한 사상을 탁 가지면 진리가 들어가질 않아요.
When a person has an ideology planted in them when they are young, the truth will not enter into them.
어릴 때 교육이 중요합니다.
That's why early childhood education is very important.
거의 안 나간다고 보면 됩니다.
You should actually think that most cases that ideology will never depart.
큰 어려움이 와서 내 이게 내를 완전히 바꾸지 않는 이상은
Unless that there's a great shocking event and that struck the brain and somehow the brain transforms, that change will not take place. Likewise, what is imprinted in the heart of those who are young, as time goes by, all the answers will be fulfilled. That is why our church and our organization use the term remnant. Jewish people have heard this ever since they are young.
여호와는 다른 나라의 신이 아니고 우리나라의 유일 신이다 이렇게 들었어요.
They heard that Jehovah God is not the God of other nations; it's only for our nation.
메시아가 올 건데 다른 나라를 다 쳐부수고 우리나라를 최고의 주권 국가로 만들 메시아가 온다. 어릴 때부터 들었어요.
Ever since they are young, they've been imprinted with this message that the Messiah will come, but he will destroy, crush down all other nations, but make our nation the greatest.
그런데 예수님께서는 마구간에 태어나고 목수의 아들로 온 겁니다.
However, Jesus, the Messiah, he came, was born in a manger, and also he was a carpenter's son.
절대로 우리는 하나님의 아들을 믿을 수 없다는 겁니다.
That's why all the Jewish people said that it was impossible for them to believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
하나님 능력 나와도 안 믿는 겁니다.
Despite all these miraculous wonders that Jesus performed, they could not believe. And they were following around Jesus, and they always tried to criticize him.
이런 시비를 걸었어요.
So this time, what kind of criticism did they try to make?
당신이 지금 행하는 이 권세를 어디서 받았느냐?
What authority? From where did you get your authority to perform all this?
이 권세를 어디서 받았냐? 이렇게.
Where did your authority come from?
있는 바리새인들, 이런 서기관들, 이 사람들 와서 얘기하고 어디서 받았냐? 이렇게.
These Pharisees, these people of scribes, and they were asking Jesus and challenging him, "Where did you get your authority?"
그때 예수님께서 이렇게 물었습니다.
And at the same time, Jesus asked this question.
세례 요한의 세례는 어디서 왔느냐? 이렇게 물었죠.
Where did John's baptism come from?
그렇게 물으니까 이 사람들이 이제 머리를 쓰는 겁니다.
And they could not answer him right away, and they tried to use their brain.
이렇게 대답하면 절이 몰리고, 저렇게 대답하면 절이 몰리는데 백성들이 두렵단 말이에요.
And they realized that if they answer in one side, then they will be cornered to one side. If they answer to the other side, that they are afraid of the people.
그래, 거짓말을 했어요. 아, 우리는 모른다 이렇게 얘기했어요.
That's why they lied. They said, "Oh, we don't know."
그때 예수님 이렇게 대답했습니다.
And at that time, this is what Jesus said.
나도 그렇다면 내 권세 권위가 어디서 왔는지 말해줄 수 없다. 이렇게.
If that is your answer, then also I will not tell you where my authority come from.
오늘 굉장히 설명을 안 하면 전혀 알아들을 수 없는 얘기가 나왔죠.
In other words, without any explanation, it would be very hard for all of us to understand.
예수님께서는 마태복음 11장 11절에 이렇게 말씀하셨습니다.
This is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11
세례요한을 보고요.
Regarding John the Baptist.
여자가 낳은 자 중에 가장 큰 자다. 이렇게
He is the greatest from among all those who were born from women. This is what Jesus said.
지금까지 있는 인물 중에 최고 큰 인물이라.
Out of all the individuals who were born, that he is the greatest individual.
자, 우리는 지금 바리새인들의 질문을 볼 때 여기서 꼭 알아야 될 게 있습니다.
And as we look at the questions that the Pharisees asked Jesus, there's something that we must absolutely look at.
마태복음 11장에도 예수님이 비유를 드시면서 얘기했어요.
Even in Matthew chapter 13 verses 11 through 13 as Jesus was using this parable.
왜 비유를 듭니까? 물었을 때 너희들이 잘 알아듣도록 하기 위해서 비유를 들었다. 이렇게 얘기를 하셨습니다.
And when the disciples asked him, "Why are you using a parable?" Jesus replied, "So that I can assist you to understand better."
못하도록, 다른 사람 못 듣도록 비유를 들었다. 이렇게.
And also for other people not to understand, that's why I'm using this parable.
오늘 제목이 증거 중에 가장 큰 언약의 증거입니다.
And today's message title is The Greatest Evidence of the Covenant.
예, 이거 붙잡으면 되겠죠. 가장 큰 언약의 증거니까요.
All you need to do is hold to this covenant because it is the greatest evidence.
마태복음 21장 예수님의 대화 속에서 나왔습니다.
And this is revealed through the conversation that Jesus was having with the Jewish people. There is something that you need to understand ahead of time.
하나님이 진짜로 가치 있는 것은 표시 안 나게 얘기해 두는 거죠.
God conceals what is truly valuable so that it won't be exposed.
이 말 알아두는 사람이 힘들잖아요.
But it's very hard for many people to understand this.
만약에 여러분 이 전에도 얘기했지만은 성가대 이 사람들 만약에 한 번 성 찬양해서 너무 중요하니까 그냥 막 한 번 할 때 한 천만 원씩 이렇게 줘도 돼요. 그냥 워낙 귀중하니까.
Let's say I used this example before that we have such wonderful choir members and let's say that we give them $10,000 each time they perform.
무거우니까 막 1,500만 원.
And for those who are in the orchestra, since they have to carry their instrument, give them $15,000.
또 우리 외손자는 처음으로 사인하는데 특별 출연 2,000만 원.
And I see my own grandson who's appearing as a children choir. That's why I give him $20,000.
우리 교회 그런 식으로 어떻게 되겠죠? 여기는 어마어마한 가수들이 몰려올 겁니다.
If that's the case, then our church choir will be filled with greatest vocalists and singers.
나중에는 막 너무 세계적으로 소문나면은 BTS도 올라고 신청할 겁니다. 가보자.
It becomes globalized and this news spreads all throughout the world and even BTS would want to be part of our choir.
그러면 가짜가 된다 그 말이요.
Then it will become a fake choir.
무슨 말 알겠죠?
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
그래서 예수님이 왕궁에 다 왔다 난리 나는 거죠.
So if Jesus had 그렇죠? come and was born into
메시아인데, 그리스도인데,
a royal palace,
예언되었어요. 마구간에 태어날 거라고.
It would have been a great trouble. But Jesus is a Messiah. It was already prophesied, but he was prophesied to be born in the manger.
하나님 말씀 있는데도 안 믿어. 들었는데 분명히 마구간에 태어난다고 예언돼 있어요.
And those who are filled with all these desires and 그렇죠? as all the greed of the world, even though it was prophesied in God's word that he would be born into the manger, they just would not believe. They cannot believe.
그래서 감추기 위해서 비유를 들었다.
That is why in Matthew chapter 13, in order to conceal the message, God Jesus used a parable. When you're living your walk of faith, you must absolutely take this into consideration. You need to really know the way by which you can receive your answers. And then from Matthew chapter 10, you see all the parables that Jesus used.
중요한 게 많기 때문에 설명을 조금 들어야 되는데.
Because there are so many important things, you need to listen to this explanation. And Matthew chapter 21, verse 24 today.
요한의 세례를 아느냐? 이렇게 물었어요.
Jesus asked, Do you know John's baptism?
요한의 세례 어디서 왔냐?
Where did it come from?
자, 이렇게 물으니까 잘 알고 있는 이 지식인들이니까 성경 잘하는 이 사람들이 대답을 못했어요.
Since they are great intellectuals and they are experts of the Bible, however, they could not answer.
나도 말해줄 수 없어, 이렇게.
That's why Jesus also said, I cannot answer.
사람이 뭔 말인지를 모를 겁니다.
I'm sure a majority of you wouldn't understand what this message is about.
간단하게 설명을 하겠습니다.
But due to the constraint of time, let me briefly explain this to you.
세례 요한이 예수님을 보고 그리스도라고 설명을 했어요.
John the Baptist looked at Jesus and proclaimed that Jesus
자,
is the Christ.
세례 요한은 누구냐?
And who is John the Baptist?
정통 이스라엘 나라의 제사장이요.
He is a priest of the Orthodox Jewish nation, Israel.
예수가 그리스도요, 십자가의 어린 양이라고 말했잖아요.
And as a legitimate priest, he confessed that Jesus is a Lamb of God.
그걸 물은 겁니다.
And that's what was challenged.
세례 요한 뭐 별거 아니야 이렇게 부르면 성경을 어기는 거잖아요.
So if people say, "Oh, John the Baptist, he's not from God," if they disregard John the Baptist, that means that Jesus is not. The Christ, and if the Jewish people disregard John the Baptist, they will be also attacked by the people. But putting that aside, why do you think that Jesus described John the Baptist being the greatest man born into the world? Not only that Jesus asked, do you know John, but he said, do you know John's baptism?
자, 여기서 간단히 여러분 이해할 수 있는 설명을 하겠습니다.
Let me give you this brief explanation so that you can quickly and well understand.
예수님이 나타났는데 세례요한이 저 사람이 바로 십자가질 하나님의 어린 양이라고 말했잖아요.
John the Baptist appeared and he said well, when he looked at Jesus that Jesus is the son of God who will carry the sins of the world as a lamb of God.
다 알고 있는 제사장 지파요 세례 주는 사람이에요.
So John the Baptist is from the tribe of the priest and everyone knows that he was baptizing.
예수님께서 세례 요한에게 찾아오셔서 세례를 달라 이렇게 했잖아요.
And when Jesus came to John, Jesus asked him, baptize me as well.
말이 뭡니까?
At the time, what did John the Baptist
아니,
say?
그럴 수 없습니다.
Lord, I can't do that.
나는 당신의 신들매 풀 자격도 없습니다. 이랬잖아요.
John even said that I am not even worthy of untying your shoelaces.
그때 나라에 신는 신발, 그 샌들 같은 신발의 끈, 그걸 풀고 발을 씻어주고 했잖아요. 그거 풀 자격도 없다 이 말이에요.
What does it mean that John at the time saying that I'm not even worthy of untying the sandals because Jewish people had to wash their feet whenever they entered in.
나는 당신에게는 발 씻어주는 종의 자격도 할 수 없습니다라고 했어요.
In other words, that I'm not even worthy of being the servant washing your feet.
그때 예수님이 하신 말씀입니다.
At the time, this is what Jesus said.
오늘 너와 나와 함께 하나님의 의를 이루자 그랬어요.
Today, you and I will fulfill God's righteousness.
그러니까 아무렇지 않고 세례요한이 예수님 세례를 준 겁니다.
And that's why John did not hesitate and he baptized Jesus.
그때 하늘의 음성이 들었죠. 이게 성령 역사 막 나왔잖아요. 그걸 지금 예수님 물은 거예요.
And then the gates of heaven opened and there was a work of the Holy Spirit and that was what was asked by Jesus today.
공무원 시험에 나오는 거 아니지만 그래도 알아야 돼 이거를요.
This does not even appear on the national exam, but you should at least know.
이 왜 예수님이 세례를 받으려 했을까요?
Why do you think Jesus asked John to baptize him?
To John. 받아야지, 왜 예수님 받았습니까?
John should have been baptized by Jesus. Why was Jesus baptized by John?
구약에 계속 내려오는 중요한 행사가 하나 있습니다.
There is a ceremony that was passed on from the Old Testament. What is that?
모든 저주, 재앙, 죄를 없애는 대속죄일이 있습니다.
It is a day of great atonement that removes all sins and guilt of the mankind.
양의 목을 찔러서 피를 내고 제사장이 양의 머리에 손을 얹습니다.
That's the day that they cut the throat of a lamb and drain the blood out of the lamb, and the priest will lay his hand on the lamb. It is the biggest ceremony of Israel. And as the priest lays his hand on the lamb, what does he say? I transfer all the sins and guilt of myself and all my people on your head.
그리고 기도를 했어요.
And the priest prays.
예수님의 머리 위에 손을 얹고 세례요한이 기도한 것은 모든 죄를 없애는 제사장.
When John the Baptist laid his hand upon Jesus and prayed that Jesus is the true priest who carried all the sins of the world.
죄 안 없어져요, 제사장.
He is the priest, not and the disasters cannot be removed by other means.
왕.
And he is the king who overcame power of Satan.
하나님 만난 길을 연 선지자.
And he is the prophet who opened the way for us to meet God.
이거를 세상 사람들이 우습게 보는 거예요. 이게 뭔데 그거?
But this is what the people of the world
그렇잖아요.
laugh at and look down upon this.
바로 왕이. 피젯을 들으면 미쳤냐 무슨 피젯을 들으냐 그거 해 그랬잖아요.
And King Pharaoh who did not understand this and he was saying why do you want to go
미쳤구나,
to go give a blood sacrifice you must be crazy.
들고파구나 밥 조금만 먹여.
Maybe you are too full of yourselves that's why we are no longer going to give you any food rations.
피젯아.
But this is a blood sacrifice that people could not understand.
이게 굉장히 중요한 말이에요.
This is a very important word.
그래서 아까도 우리 선교사님 보겠죠. 미국의 대통령 지도자들 절대 말 안 합니다.
Like the missionary said earlier, all the the leaders of political leaders of America never say this.
대통령 만드는데 헌신 많이 한 분 아닙니까? 미국 계시잖아요. 절대 말 안 합니다. 멀려. 10명 중 8명, 9명이 아이들이 정신이 들어 약 먹고.
And Elder Shin here, he performed an important critical role of raising the president. He knows that other political leaders don't know that 8 or 9 out of 10 people, students, they are using drugs because of the mental disorders. I'm sure it will depend on which school you go to.
진짜 잘 보내야 돼요.
However, you really need to be careful when you are trying to send your children overseas.
따라와서 나는 한국 나오고 싶다.
And this one student came out to Korea and said, I want to live here in Korea.
박성진 목사 딸 미국 가잖아요. 걔가 한 말이에요. 나는 꼭 한국 나와서 결혼하고 한국에서 아이 키워야 되겠다.
And Pastor Jim Park's daughter, she's now studying in America and she said, I want to get married in Korea and raise my kids in Korea. So this is a serious issue. People just don't understand. And people are saying, why do you need to believe in Jesus? All you need to do is live well. Why do you want to believe in Jesus? You just need to be conscientious of yourself and just live your best. Of course, maybe you can live your life well, but you cannot resolve these problems. People are constantly lying.
선임들 제발 거짓말하지 마시고 자꾸 수행으로 깊이 들어가면 그러면 되는 줄 아는데 더러워집니다. 막 그런 고생하지 마. 그냥 쉬세요. 집에 가서 머리 기르고 그냥 다니고 그렇게.
Buddhist monks, you think that by your self-training that you can enter into the depth. However, deeper you get into, you cannot solve any of your problems. Just rest well at home.
여러분, 복음 이거 모르면 이거 똑같아요. 그럼 무슨 고생을 하고 다닙니까?
And it's the same for all those who are churchgoers. Unless you believe in this, you'll be struggling and suffering the same.
이 얘기하니까 못 알아듣는 걸 뭔 소리를 그리 이상한 소리 하는가?
But that's the core of what we see in the Bible. People are all arguing, saying, why are you making this huge ruckus?
진짜 미안합니다. 우리 일본의 선교사가 있잖아요. 한 집에 적어도 한 명 내지 두 명 정신질환.
I'm so sorry to say this because we have a missionary from Japan. At least one or two members of the family of a household have this mental disorder. But people will never share this.
그래서 말을 하지 않지만 고칠 능력이 없고 뭔지 몰라. 왜 하는지는 몰라.
Not only that it is embarrassing to disclose, however, they have no solution to solve this problem. And it's not just for any reason that Jesus told us not to do idol worship. That's why when we read in the Bible that don't bow down to idols, people don't understand the reason why.
요한이 여자가 난 중 제일 큰 자라.
So John, that he is the greatest man born from women. That's what is said in Matthew 11.
요한은 세례는 어디서 아느냐 물으니까 우리는 모른다 하니까 그건 나도 말해줄 수 없어.
And that's why all the Pharisees said that we don't know. That's why Jesus said, then I cannot even tell you where my authority came from.
그게 이스라엘의 마지막입니다. 그래서 이스라엘 그 이후에 정확하게 40년 지나서 이스라엘
That was the end to Israel. That's why precisely after 40 years, Israel was destroyed. When was it restored? It was restored in year 1948. This is a very important word. And I can't emphasize this any further or enough.
그래서 이 세례 요한에서 우리 말 못하니까 이 이후로 이제 일어난 일들이 뭡니까?
And so this is what happened. Do you know what took place afterwards?
자, 본격적으로 예수님께서 설명을 하기 시작합니다.
Now in full scale Jesus begins to explain.
십자가에서 내가 모든 걸 치르는 그런 십자가에서 죽고 3일 만에 부활할 것이다.
I will die, I will be crucified on the cross by finishing all problems, but I will resurrect in 3 days. But even starting with resurrection, people don't find this believable.
지금 과학자들이 워낙 과학 발전하니까 증명되게 있는 게 두 개 있습니다. 뭐냐면은 지구는 언젠가 없어진다. 그렇습니다.
And there are two things as science is developing, greatly advancing, that first of all, the globe, this earth will disappear one day. And this is a common statement by all in people of academia. However, it was already prophesied in the Bible. And that's when everyone will resurrect, so that they will be turned into a form where they can go to the eternal places. And those who are already dead will rise from the dead. And what about those who are alive? And those who are living, they will be transformed into a form where they will be able to go to the eternal places. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, that Jesus is the first fruit of resurrection.
십자가에 죽었다 부활할 것이라고 이사야 53장 1절 6절에 예언됐어요.
And it was already prophesied in Isaiah chapter 53 verses 1 through 6 that Jesus will be crucified.
자, 이 부분이 굉장히 중요한 그리스도께서 지금 이 부분입니다.
So this is very critical, important message, this part of Jesus.
오늘 여러분에게 뭘 해야 될 것인가를 한번
So that's why today, really hold to the covenant what you must do.
이제 우리는 그냥 하지 말고 오늘 우리 한모영 교수님 와서 이거 하제 막는 물모 이거 하셨는데 237개 하고 그것도 해야 되고 이번에 하는 거 우리 이 장소는요 세계에서 제일 좋은 기도 처소들 받았어요.
And this time we had a professor Han Muyong Han from Seoul National University to do the water festival for the 237 Nations. Let's make all these places of prayer in our church sanctuary. God did not just send us to this place. Open up your spiritual eyes. We're going to carry out prayer movement, healing movement, and remnant movement in full scale because this is the answer.
정신질환 절대 못 고칩니다. 이거라야 고치.
Mental disorders can never be solved unless by Christ.
여러분, 237 나라 다민족들 지금 어떻게 되는 줄 아십니까?
Do you know what's happening to the 237 nations and all the multi-ethnic people? We must save them.
그냥 온 거 아닙니다.
They are not just here for no reason.
말도 못 합니다.
And really, it's unspeakable.
이 동네만 해도 다민족이 오는데 결혼하기 위해서 한 것 같단 말이에요.
So these multi-ethnic people came to Korea to get married.
또 취직하기 위해서 한 것 같아요.
And they came to Korea to get a job.
나중에 알고 봤더니 그 나라에서 나는 아이가 있어 아이를 데리고 온 거예요.
And later on, they people found out that they already had children in their home country, so they brought their children here.
데리고 왔는데 그 아이가 학교를 들어갈 수 없어.
But the children who are in Korea can go to school.
그런 아이만 수도권에만 16,000명 지금 통계 나왔죠?
And in the metropolitan region alone, there are over 16,000 children. And when we looked into this further, that wasn't it.
그 아이에게 돈 받고 네가 내 자녀라고 해줄게 하고 데려온 것도 있어요.
And there are some cases where people, the only those people who are in the statistics are those who are found in the document, and there are so many undocumented children. These people are wandering because they want to make a living. By calling them to our church, what must we do? Do you think we need to feed them with bread? Maybe that's a basic need they need to have.
이 사람들을 고쳐줘야 됩니다.
But rather, they must be healed.
여기서 해야 돼요.
This is what we need to do. We need to do the healing. Make a church that will do this.
237 뭐 그 물 파는 거 일도 아니고 왜냐 그 전해 이 지역을 싹 개발하면서 국가 허락 받으면 돼요. 숯불 같은 거 짜잔한 거 없어도 돼요. 나무만 안 베면 돼. 기도처 만들고.
And really, you know, all we need to get the local government permits. So make all the places without cutting any trees so that it's we can make all the facilities for prayers and to have the 237.
이 동네 사람이 쉴 수 있도록 해놔버리라니까 왔어요.
And make a resting area so the people around this neighborhood can come and rest.
침투가 되는데 기도가 돼요, 완전히.
And make a shelter so that it will be a place of prayer for all the multi-ethnic people.
다시 얘기할게요.
Let me tell you again.
북한.
North Korea.
여자가요, 애를 데리고 넘어오는데 그 도망온 얘기 들어봤어요.
When a North Korean woman brings her child to come all the way to South Korea, really listen to her story.
나 그 들으니까 참 눈물 나더라니까요.
I have no choice but to have tears welling up in my eyes.
애가 있단 말이야. 이 애를 지금 어떻게 얘기해야죠?
And she is trying to escape from North Korea and she has a child.
아이에게 수면제를 먹이 때 왜냐 이게 잠이 들어버려야 소리가 날 거 아니에요.
And she had to give sleeping pills for the child to sleep because otherwise the child will be making noise.
이 애도 알 거 아니에요. 얼마나 긴장이 됐든지 수면제를 먹인데도 못 자는 거야.
And I'm sure the child would have known too because the child was so nervous and anxious that the child could not fall asleep even with a sleeping pill.
탈출해가지고 오는데 이 아이가 수면제를 먹는데 잠이 안 온다. 너무 긴장되니까.
And as they were trying to escape from North Korea, the child was just so nervous and so alert, could not sleep.
아이가 말이요. 엄마 얘기를 듣고 엄마 뒷목을 꽉 잡더라고 안 합니까? 내려 끝까지 도망갈 때까지.
And this little child just was so tense, just grab onto the mom's neck and just held on to her until they escaped.
그래 가지고 남한 땅에 도착을 한 거예요.
And they finally landed here to South Korea.
고쳐줘야 돼요.
They must be healed.
진짜 그들의 오랜 상처와 병을 고쳐줘야 돼요.
Their long-standing disease, their scars must be healed.
그거 뭐 한다면 교회 필요 없어요. 왜 교회를 둡니까? 시끄럽게 없애버리지.
If that's not what we're going to do, what's the need for a church just in order to make a loud noise?
그래서 하나님이 예루살렘 성전 무너뜨려버렸잖아요.
Isn't that the reason why Jesus destroyed Herod's temple? Even though it was destroyed by a Roman Empire, but that's what God permitted. Didn't Jesus also prophesy that there won't be any stone left on top of another? So that we can raise all of our next generation and the multi-ethnic people as a summit who know the power of God. And this encompasses such great significance and meaning in this question that Jesus asked. So isn't there any greater evidence than this? Let me tell you simply.
이 말을 알아들은 120명이 나온 거예요.
120 people who understood this word came forth.
이 말을 알아들은 사람들이 갈보리산에서 어떤 사건이 일어났는가 아는 사람이에요.
And these are the people who know what took place on Mount Calvary.
이거 가르쳐야 됩니다. 감람산 응답이 뭔지 알아들은 겁니다.
And they understood what took place on Mount of Olives.
오늘 237 다민족과 이들을 치유해야 되는 뭘 가르쳐야 되느냐? 정말 기도가 뭔지, 네가 해방이 뭔지, 기도가 뭔지를 가르쳐야 돼.
We need to truly let all the people from the 237 nation and multi-ethnic people what true healing is. We need to tell them what it means to be set free and what healing prayer is. And 120 of them gathered together at Marks of Perun.
이들을 가지고 세계를 보면.
And with them, world was evangelized.
지금 우리 팀들이 만들고 있습니다. 우리 교회는 오면 어느 시간이든지 치유될 사람, 서밋될 사람들이 볼 수 있는 자료 24 만들어요.
And our team is trying to make this material that they, anybody who needs healing, who will be used by God to rise to the summit, can look at the material of 24 hours.
바울이 나온 거예요.
And Paul, who understood this word, came forth.
바울을 말할 것 같으면, 우리나라를 말할 것 같으면 서울대 출신.
So, for example, 그렇죠. Paul, in today's term, applicable to Korea, that he was a graduate of Seoul National University, that he's a national assemblyman. So that's who Paul was.
그리고 바리새인.
And he's a Pharisee.
최고의 지위로 간 사람.
And he had a greatest status in the society.
너무 귀중한 걸 알고.
But he abandoned, he discarded all of that to follow Christ.
바울 통해 가지고 아까 이런 사람들이 볼 때는 전혀 가치 없이 보이는 일인데 이들을 치유한 거예요.
However, what all these other people discarded and looked down upon, but Paul went to give healing to them.
영적 문제가 귀신 들리고 이제는 이상하게 되는 거요. 이 사람들을 치유한 거란 말이에요.
It is the same, just as what happened prior in the past, that he went to heal all these people.
사도행전 8장 19장에도 보면 이 치유한 겁니다.
And Acts 19, verse 8 through 20.
그 동네에 있던 우상 숭배한 책들을 싹 다 불태웠다.
And the record shows that all these people, they burned down all this sorcery books.
그때 당시 책 한 두루마리거든요. 얼마 정도 되느냐? 우리 한국 돈으로 한 5천만 원 돼요.
And
하나에.
One scroll, because they didn't have a bound binding book, they had a scroll. They burnt down all the scrolls of the writings, and that's worth about $50,000. And what's more important is this.
이스라엘 민족들 몰라 왜 된지 드디어 이스라엘은 유랑 민족이 된 겁니다.
And Jewish people had no idea why they became a fugitive nation, but they all became a wandering nation.
강대국 속으로 들어간 겁니다.
They all plowed into these powerful nations.
남은 렘넌트들이 세계를 보호한 거죠.
And the remnants who remained, they evangelized the
그래서
world.
그래서 남은 자.
That's why those who remained.
남는 자.
Those who remain.
남을 자.
Those who will remain. And they stood as those who will leave behind.
이들이 그냥이 아닌 전 세계를 삼는 이제 순례자로.
And they went out as pilgrims and conquerors to save the world.
우리는 이런 삶을 시작해야 되겠고요. 이런 사업을 시작해야 되겠고 이런 교회를 해야 됩니다.
We need to do that kind of life. We need to carry out that kind of business and we need to establish that kind of church.
절대 거짓말 소리 듣지 마세요. 237 다민족이 지금 죽어간다니까 이들이 올 수 있는 플랫폼을 만들어라.
And don't listen to lies. Really make a platform so that people from the 237 nation, multi-ethnic people can come. All other words are lies. Money's everything. It's not the best because they've never had money before. That's why they're saying that.
여러분이 돈 1조를 가지고 있으면요. 1조 관리할 능력 없으면 큰 재앙 와요. 그렇죠?
If you have...
쉬운 일 아닙니다.
If you are given $1 billion, unless you have all this necessary capabilities to maintain... You'll be in big trouble.
감옥에서 가야 된다니까 문제 사서 차라리 월급 받고 사는 사람이 나아요.
And if you cannot manage well, then you can even be imprisoned. And it's not that you will just forfeit your money.
일어난 일이고 후진국 이 많은 다민족들이 지금 거짓말하고 있습니다. 병들어 죽어.
That's a story of the powerful nations. But what about all these multi-ethnic people from the underdeveloped nations? They are impoverished. They are dying.
파수망대를 만들고 안테나를 만들어라.
Make a watchtower, make an antenna so that they can see and come.
요거 알아들은 사람이요.
Those who understood.
오늘 여러분 이 말씀 간단해서 깊어지지만 간단하지 않습니다. 굉장히 많은 게 포함돼 있어요.
Even though our message seems to be very simple, this one single question addresses so many things.
엄청난 일이 나니까 네 무슨 권위로 이렇게 하나 이런 물었다니까요.
Because Jesus was doing all kinds of wonderful things, they were asking Jesus with what authority, from where did it come from? And that's why in response Jesus said, do you know John's baptism?
놀라운 사람 아무것도 얘기 보잖아요. 세상 그만 먹는 것밖에 모르는 사람 아무 가치가 없는 거지 그거요.
And that question has no meaning because those who are only focusing on food and just to eat well in the world.
진짜 교회를 만들어야 되고요. 진정 답 받아야 돼요.
We need to make a real church in order to receive real answers.
하나님 아시잖아요.
God knows what is true.
하나님까지 갈 것도 없어. 사단이 잘 알아요.
Even prior to even mentioning God, Satan knows.
결론입니다.
Conclusion.
여러분이 지금 언약 딱 붙잡고
hold firmly to the covenant right now. Bring restoration of everything.
다음 주부터 교회 오실 때는
When you come to church next week,
하루 종일 메시지 붙잡고 이 주위를 좀 돌고 이렇게 하는 깊은 기도 시간을 가지세요.
When you come to church next week, all day long, hold to the messages and have this deep prayer time. This is so good.
하루는 사람들과 계속 이렇게 언약 포럼 하세요.
Or have this covenantal forum all day long.
또 하루 정도는요, 여러분이 진짜 아픈 사람 누군지 확인해 연결해서 같이 계속 여기서 깊은 호흡함 치유기도 하세요.
And also, if you are connected with those who are sick, all day long, have this deep breathing and have time of healing.
이 예배 하루를 그냥 보내지 말고 굉장히 중요한 걸로 보내야 돼요.
don't just spend this Lord's Day, but really make it into something that is really meaningful. Because this news will be relayed to all those who are ill and those who are sick. And it's far away? No. If it's needed, then they will come all the way here. But if we don't have this ready, then what's the reason for people to come all the way? But starting with you first, you need to have this. Why don't you try it first? Let me give you an example. I shared this yesterday. So I was in the hospital to have my medical examination. I was hospitalized for 2 days. Because I know this one professor, he works in the hospital, but he just gets a just basic medical exam. That's why he couldn't find that he had this terminal cancer. And there's a part where they have to do an x-ray of my body, do a body scan for 30 minutes. And even though people say that, oh, that 30 minutes is so long of a time for people to go through, however, for me, it was such a great time. Because I just have to wait. It maybe was a boring time. But I entered into a deep prayer regarding the 237. But after my prayer was over, it was already done. That to that extent, I entered into the depth of prayer. And there are times that when you come to church, don't even interact with anybody else, but just enter into the depth of prayer. Just wait and see what happens.
말 안 해도 알아요. 여러분의 가족이나 친구나 친척들 어린 중에 있잖아요. 딱 증거 속으로 부르는 겁니다.
Then one day, you know the people around you, your family members, your relatives, and the people, they will be brought into the evidence.
상관없습니다. 와서 하나님 은혜를 받아야지요.
And really, it doesn't matter whether people recognize you, whether people are good to you at the church, you just need to receive God's grace. And upon seeing the evidence in your life, all other people will come.
이 교회 갔더니 기도하기 좋고.
It is so good to pray at this church. All the materials are available. It is so good. You can make the best church because we have all the prerequisites ready. And you have to do it up to 3.
우리에게 찾아온 저 귀중한 237 다민족과 렘넌트들.
All this precious 237 nations and the multi-ethnic people as well as the remnants. And all these people who have struggled and paved their way here in order to make a living. Make an opportunity, the first, last, and eternal opportunity. First, last, and eternal opportunity. And without any hesitation, this is what I said when I was evangelizing a factory workers. This is what I said. I don't know how long you and I would be able to meet because I saw these factory workers that whenever there's a holiday that they would go back home. And I asked them, how much is your salary? And they said, how much? And just to make that minuscule amount of money that you have come all the way here, that's such a pathetic life. But that's not the reason why you're here. Because here, you're going to restore everything. And when you return home, you will go as a witness. Tell this to all the multi-ethnic people. You will restore everything and return home. Because everybody's lying. It's not that they're lying. They're just pretending that's not the case. Even though they're going crazy, they pretend they're not going crazy. That's how they're living their lives. They are here just for money, but that's not what they're saying. That's why they're here.
They're here. 나쁜 교회가 되는 겁니다.
If you're going to scar them again with secular worldly things, then that's such a bad church.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray at this time.
하나님 우리에게 참 은혜 받는 기회 주심을 감사드립니다.
Father God, thank you so much for giving us this chance, opportunity to receive your grace.
하나님 위에서 내리는 참 능력을 회복하게 하옵소서.
May we restore that true power, the strength that comes from above.
억지로 참고 있는 많은 나라 선진국 후진국 살리게 해 주옵소서.
And may we save all these countries, all these nations, advanced as well as all these underdeveloped countries who are in disguise.
기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.